from that fateful day when stinking bits of slime first crawled from the sea and shouted to the cold stars, "I am man." Our greatest dread has always been the knowledge of our own mortality. But tonight, we shall hurl the gauntlet of science into the frightful face of death itself. Tonight, we shall ascend into the heavens. We shall mock the earthquake. We shall command the thunders and penetrate into the very womb of impervious nature herself.
Welcome to the Make Movies Great Again Movie Club. My name is Matt Vieira. Here with me is
Adam Bernardino
and our foreign movies correspondent Mitch Vieira. Mitch, welcome.
Ciao.
I think my first show with Mitch because I missed the 36 Chambers
episode. Oh, that's but right.
Popping your V card, Adam. Congrats.
Thanks, buddy.
No problem.
So let's go around the table. Thumbs up, thumbs down, thumbs medium. Young Frankenstein, Mitch, go.
Obviously, thumbs up. I mean, it's one of my it's in my top 10, but I say like every movie's in my top 10. So I got like 50 movies in my top 10 right now, but that's really in my top 10.
What about you, Adam?
I'm a thumbs up also.
I'm a thumbs medium up.
Yeah?
Yeah,
you know, I'm going to hop on with you. I'm also a thumbs medium up cuz I didn't love it, but I didn't not like it.
I guess my problem with it is it's not at all how I remembered. Like I haven't seen it in so long, and I didn't love it as much as I used to love it.
I liked it. I liked the humor. I love like Gene Wilder. He like just his mannerisms and you know what he does with his eyes and how he speaks. It gets me. It gets me like Chevy Chase gets me in the National Lampoon's movies.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to say anything to make me laugh. That's why I really liked it. Yeah, I mean, yeah. That's why I liked it.
He's the master of the comical pause.
He is. What? He really is.
Gene Wilder. He is.
It's I mean, it's really smart humor. You have to kind of, some of the things you have to kind of like you have to stop and think. But it's funny how they really build in that timing. They build in the timing for those jokes.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Like they it stops, and if like you didn't get it, if you didn't get that it was funny, they make you like kind of like think back and be like, okay, what did I miss?
Yeah.
So.
They definitely call back to a bunch of stuff. Now, I got a question for you though. Towards the end, did the monster have sex with Frederick Frankenstein's fiance?
Yeah. In that-
yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was rape. That was a rape. What's happening right now?
So now, did you?
I took a twist at the end. It did.
So the end too, right? When he gave him the power to speak, right? He gave the monster the power to speak.
Yeah.
They kind of don't like. They don't really explicitly say what he gets back in return, but it's the
It's written on the wall.
It's what is the what do they call it? What do they call a dick in that?
Heishnuka. How about when they're sitting at a table and Marty Feldman's sitting there and they're talking about, oh, she's going to have a humongous Heinschnucker. And Marty Feldman looks up and he goes, it's going to be very popular.
Yeah.
Dude, it's just like so funny out of nowhere. It's just, if that wasn't a more perfect cast, show me a more perfect cast than Marty Feldman as Igor. That's they're not putting any makeup on the guy. That's what he looks like.
So the character in the movie, and I forget her name, but it's Cloris Leachman.
Frau Bruja.
Yeah. So do you know the horse? Yeah. Good job. Yeah. Adam. Right on cue. It's so funny. She's like the old lady from Beerfest.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one who warms the sausage.
Mm.
Yeah. You know, I'm on the IMDb right now. I had no idea the dad from Everyone Loves Raymond was the monster.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
You didn't notice that?
No, I did not know that. Wow. He's dead now, right? He's passed.
Yeah.
Yeah, so is Gene Wilder. But I love, in these movies, like, and this goes for Spaceballs, this goes for Blazing Saddles, I love the slapstick humor. One of the funniest parts for me, like tickled my funny bone to no end, was when they're smuggling the body out of the cemetery and the arm's hanging out of the casket.
It's great.
And he uses it like his own arm. It's hilarious. It's great. It's so funny. It's great. Oh, man. It had me dying. It had me dying.
Oh, when he's... He said, oh, have a nice drink when you get home. Oh, he's rubbing his hands together. That's the ticket. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's so good.
So Elizabeth comes to the castle in Transylvania, the fiance, and Dr. Frankenstein is standing between her and Inga, his new assistant, his blonde side piece, and he goes, Igor, get the bags. And he goes, all right, you get the blonde, I'll take the brunette. Let's go.
A lot of wordplay. Yeah. Typical Mel Brooks.
That's very typical Mel Brooks. Is this Mel Brooks' first big movie?
I don't know if it's his first. It probably is, actually.
Because it has the building blocks of every other, movie he does. Mm. Like, the little, I don't want to call them spots. It's not like wrestling, but it's like, the scene with him with the hand and everything, but also the scenes when he's in the laboratory, and it reminds me of the scenes from Spaceballs when they're in the ship and they're doing the whole the assholes, he's an asshole, his cousin's an asshole, it reminds me of that. They do those little it's like the Abbott and Costello, who's on it's Abbott and Costello, who's on third, first, that kind of comedy stuff. I love that, and that's the building blocks for his other movies, and this is his style. He never turned off this style.
When you watch a movie,
Mel. And I thought it was interesting. I forgot this / didn't know that Mel Brooks and Gene Wilder wrote this together.
Yeah.
I did not know. I didn't know that. I did not know that. Or I guess I forgot or didn't realize it.
He was on, Gene Wilder, he was on one of the late night shows, and he was talking about it.
Recently, right? Semi-recently.
Yeah, semi-recently. Semi-recently.
I think it was Colbert.
It might have been. Yeah, I don't remember which one it was, but he was talking about how he co-wrote it with him. But, yeah.
But was there any other, Adam, were there any other scenes that stood out for you?
I'm trying to think. You guys go. I'm trying to think of another one.
I like the train scene at the beginning is good when he's saying goodbye to his fiance, and she he goes oh, not the lipstick, and then he goes to hug her, and she goes, oh, it wrinkles easily, and then it's typical Mel Brooks, the gags take. I mean, it's an old school comedy, so the gags take a while to play out.
Yeah, that's what I was saying with the scenes totally Mel Brooks, but it's rewarding at the end.
It's rewarding because then at the end. You know, it's the natural progression. He can't get a hug, he can't get a kiss, he can't even touch her, and at the end he blows her the kiss and she ducks out of the way.
I love that.
That's such a good gag, and it pays off at the end. And nowadays, I don't know, a lot of comedies that come out nowadays are lazy.
Yeah, they're too lazy. It's lazy. They go for the one line joke.
Yeah.
That plays off for a second, but that's what I was trying to. That's how I was trying to say it. Mel Brooks builds it up so well, but then it pays off at the end.
Yeah,
it's all part of one joke. You get the joke that she doesn't want to kiss him or whatever for whatever reasons, and it keeps building, and then it has the hilarious payoff of the blow the kiss.
It
just goes to show that I get this humor. The three of us get this humor. I was watching it with Schwartz and G-Mac. And I forget which one of them said it, so I'm sorry, guys, whoever I throw under the bus here. But we were watching it, and when he blew the kiss and she ducked out of the way, that she's like, one of them said, "What did she just duck out of the way out of the way from?"
Yeah.
And I'm like, "Oh, he blew a kiss. Did you get it? She didn't want him to smear her lipstick, wrinkle the dress, whatever."
Yeah, you gotta think. I mean,
it's a thinking movie. You can't just.
It's not just Adam Sandler getting up there and making noises at the camera for 2 hours, you know.
I liked that something as small as to build on the train scene part. I liked something as small as how funny it was that he took a train to Transylvania.
Yes.
From America. Yeah. I thought that got me. That was really funny.
Yeah. And that was another thing, too. Schwartz was like, why? You can't take a train to Transylvania. That can't happen. I'm like, this is, you have to suspend reality here. That's part of the comedy.
Yeah.
in this thing.
It's just, I don't know, it's just like, it's just, I don't know. He gets so many jokes into a movie, it's hard to remember them all.
Yeah.
Even when they're on the train, and he's like, he does that all the time, and they're screaming in the back, and he goes, who cares, let him do it. and then he gets on a different train, it's in a different language, but it's the same thing. You know what they're saying. It's just like stupid shit like that. It's just, I don't know. It just gets me.
The monologue we played to open it up when he first reanimates
That would be good in any movie.
That was so good. And I just love how he get Gene Wilder, and this is like the kind of the same thing you see in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah.
How he like when he like gets intense and like has those like moments. He has them in this movie too, which you're right. Like any movie, comedy or not, like this would play in those movies.
Yeah.
That's a really great scene. You sent that over to me a couple weeks ago, and you're like, use that as one of the opening credits to one of the regular podcasts. And I'm like, that's awesome. But then I was like, hold on a second. We're probably going to do Young Frankenstein on the movie club, so we'll just hold it off for
good
that.
Call.
So,
good call.
But yeah, this is great. I'm really interested to see what Sean said about it.
Yeah, I think this is Sean will like this movie.
Oh, he's a huge Mel Brooks fan. I know that Blazing Saddles is like one of his favorite movies.
Loves Mel Brooks movies.
Yeah, he loves Blazing Saddles, so I know he would have enjoyed this movie.
But, hey, you want to hear something interesting?
What?
I've never seen Blazing Saddles.
Really? Oh, I haven't. I'll let you borrow it. It's amazing.
I haven't seen that many Mel Brooks movies.
I think that's on Netflix, too.
Is Blazing Saddles on Netflix,
pretty
too?
Pretty sure. It was at one point.
If it's on Netflix, you should watch it.
Yeah, it was at one point.
Isn't Billy Crystal in that movie?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah, isn't he?
Fuck Billy Crystal.
You don't like Billy Crystal? What's wrong
with
you?
No, I don't like him.
Why?
I'm putting my foot down. I don't like him.
Why?
He's not funny to me.
Give me a
he's
good
annoying.
Reason. He... Billy Crystal... What's your opinion on Billy Crystal?
I don't know. I'm kind of with Adam on it.
What? You guys are nuts. Have you guys ever seen Analyze This or That?
Yeah, I've seen that.
Oh, my God.
I've seen that. This.
Yeah, Billy Crystal isn't Blazing Saddles.
That movie would have been nothing without De Niro.
Listen. Without De Niro, please. He was hilarious in that movie.
What's his sidekick's name in that movie? The ugly guy.
I forget. I don't know. He's hilarious. I don't believe this. you tell me you don't like City Slickers?
Never seen it.
Oh, my God. What's wrong with you?
I won't see Monsters, Inc. because of that guy.
Oh, my God.
Well, who is he in Monsters, Inc.?
He's Mike Wazowski.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Listen, you need to come around on Billy Crystal. I won't be able to sleep tonight.
I'm not going to come around on it tonight, so.
Listen, there's this you have to watch this. I think it's an HBO special. But he does this show. It's like a one-man... It's not comedy, but it's funny, too. It's called 700 Sundays. And he chronicles, like, his life as a kid, like, on Sundays. How, like, Sunday was the best day of his week because it was, like, the only day his dad didn't work. And so he gets to hang out with his dad and do stuff with his family. But it's, like, this set is, like, it's, like, set in front of, like, his childhood home. Like, on a stage. Like, it's rebuilt. And he just, like... spits like just like stories on stories on stories, and it's really funny and really heartfelt, and it was like one of the best things I've ever seen him do. And I know you don't like Billy Crystal, so that probably doesn't sound appetizing to you, but
no, it sounds awful. It sounds like back to our callback of the latest episode of Make Movies Great Again, and my own personal hell would be to be trapped in that ceiling in Jumanji with all the spiders and a big screen TV playing that show.
Whatever. We'll agree to disagree. But Young Frankenstein, you guys, thumbs up. I'm leaning more towards thumbs up than thumbs medium, but I'm somewhere in the middle. I still think it's hilarious. Like you can't beat a Mel Brooks movie like this, like that type of comedy. If you like Mel Brooks comedy, then it's hilarious.
I think in our records log, I'll end up putting it as thumbs up.
What did you guys think of it being in black and white?
That doesn't bother me at all. Like honestly, I think it adds to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It adds to it. That doesn't bother me at all.
Mm. Yeah, I didn't have a problem with it.
Some movies that came out in the last few years, I prefer the black and white versions. Mad Max, I prefer the black and white version way better. And Logan. The noir version of Logan is so good. It's like, it's the way that, I think it's the way it should be watched. It's so good.
I haven't seen that.
It's good. Okay, it's on the Blu-ray. I'll have to let you borrow it. It's very, very good. And I like that it's not just, they don't just, like, these movies, like, there's a reason why they're putting them in black and white. It's not just, they're not just doing it just because. There's reasons why they do it, and Young Frankenstein plays. That doesn't bother me.
It's because he wanted it to emulate the original Frankenstein.
Sure.
That's why.
Exactly.
I remember
Frankenstein.
The
Walking Dead did, a few years back, they did the original first episode in black and white, and that was really cool, too.
Yeah. It's hot nowadays, and it works for, like, things like that. Totally.
Yeah, absolutely. So, there's a time and a place.
There is. But, Mitch, you got anything else you want to add?
No, I think...
As our foreign everything. Correspondent, are you going to watch the...
Ciao.
Are you going to watch the next movie club?
What's the next one you guys got going?
Okja.
Oh, that new Japanese pig monster.
Yeah,
Netflix.
Technically, it's in the wheelhouse of the foreign movie correspondent.
I know. I'm gonna have to watch it. It got. I don't know. Did it get what?
I think
what kind
it got
of reviews
good
did
reviews.
It get? Yeah.
It's from the. Is Adam? Is it from the director of Snowpiercer or like the writer?
Oh, I don't know.
Hey, did you see Snowpiercer?
I see the end.
Great movie. I like Snowpiercer a lot.
That's with Captain America and the train.
It is, yes. So I think it's either the director or the writer did Okja, and he's pretty talented. So I'm excited for that. So anyway, Okja is next week's Movie Club movie. If you're not already on our mailing list, join at bit.ly. It's bit.ly/joinmovieclubs. You can sign up on our mailing list, and you won't miss any movies. Or follow us on Twitter, at Make Movies Great. We put it out there as well. Same thing on Facebook, same thing on Instagram. So until next week's Movie Club when we talk about Okja, thanks, everybody, for listening. Mitch, thanks for coming on. And Adam, thanks, as
no
always,
problem.
For joining us. And thank all our fans.
Thanks for
joining
us. Yeah. Great being here. Thanks for having me.
So, all right. Well, we're going to get into a Spider-Man spoiler cast in a minute, so look for that in your iTunes and Stitcher Radio subscription box. But, all right. We'll see you in the next one.